These molecules have some unique side effects, and we always need to talk about side effects. They have some eye toxicity. So we're dealing with that. We're learning about whether or not the eye toxicity is related to the peak concentration or an area under the curve. And so some of these things about the doses and the schedules have delayed the development, but I think that the investigators have this figured out.
Yeah, I saw that thing about ocular toxicity. What exactly happens?
It's a corneal keratitis. It's associated with blurred vision. It's reversible. It's treated with intraocular steroids. But anything that happens with the eye gets people nervous. So I think that they're working on it. But to be clear, it's not the level of eye toxicity is probably going to interfere with the ultimate development. But eye toxicity, you know, this whole eye, MEK inhibitors, right? MEK inhibitors have a whole eye toxicity. It's a different sort of retinal problem. But eye toxicity has been identified as a unique toxicity during this drug development process.
Now, again, in breast cancer and lymphoma, one of the advantages of these types of compounds and recognizing it's a different antibody and different compound is you're delivering chemotherapy to the tumor cells, but you don't see systemic chemotherapy issues like alopecia. Is that also the case with this agent?
That is, but because it's a microtubule inhibitor, there is a little bit of neuropathy. So there is some off-target sort of toxicities, but not nearly to the degree that we would see with traditional cytotoxics.
And again, we've seen some of that neurotoxicity with these other agents. So that sounds exciting and encouraging.